It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. This morning, we're in the Furman Garner Performance Studio with two students from the University of Arkansas, Jamie Nix and Jessica Garris. Thank you all for coming up this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, what we're talking about today is a student group, a registered student organization at the University of Arkansas, which this is National Refugee Awareness Week that we're in right now, all the way through the 26th, the National Refugee Awareness Week. This group is called Students for Refugees. I think I'm going to start with you, Jamie. How did this start?
So it originally came about, we had had this idea whenever we were volunteering abroad in Lesvos, Greece. We had the opportunity during our fall break to go volunteer at a refugee camp, and it was like life-changing. We met refugees from all over the world, and we just couldn't not do anything about it. So when we came home, we had actually found that there was another group in this area that was thinking about starting a refugee resettlement agency. And so we just thought, well, why not get students involved and get them connected? And so it was just kind of our worlds collided, and now we're here.
We came back in spring, and you know, we had this idea, and we wanted to really turn our reaction from volunteering in a refugee camp into action. And we just didn't really know how that kind of looked like. But then once Northwest Arkansas was designated by the State Department in October to be a refugee resettlement site, we were like, okay, let's get students involved. Let's do this.
Y'all have held a kind of a meet and greet on the U of A campus. You've raised upwards to $800 for Canopy. And so it really seems like y'all are kind of working together big time on this issue.
Yes, we definitely like co-sponsor with them.
From what y'all understand, is it more difficult now, right now today, for refugees to get help to get into this country than it was late October, early November?
Yeah, I would say definitely. And but then in light of like recent news with the ruling on this past Thursday, I do believe it's like positive. I mean, we've definitely had some setbacks like with the executive order that was put in place, but there's also been like a pretty positive response from like communities like ours. Like it's grown. Like Canopy went from 20 people just kind of spitballing the idea of having a refugee resettlement site to an entire town hall meeting full of 400 people that want to support this. So I say there has been setbacks, but it's definitely been like an overall positive experience.
I think a lot of people are upset about this news, about the executive orders, and they want to do something, and they don't really know what to do. So Students for Refugees and Canopy give students and community members like a direction on how they can help.
We've been speaking with Jamie Nix and Jessica Garris. This is National Refugee Awareness Week, and we're so glad that you guys came and talked to us.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you so much.
Canopy NWA, the group that Students for Refugees works with locally, will host a meet and greet coming up tomorrow evening. That's Thursday, February 23rd, 7 to 9:30 p.m. at the Bentonville Church of the Nazarene. That's located at 220 Northwest A Street in Bentonville. Then on Friday, it's the National Wear Yellow in Support of Refugees Day. For more information, search Students for Refugees on Facebook. It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF, where local matters.